This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sunday show. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here. It is Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And, you know, here on Free Talk Live, people can call in, discuss whatever it makes them happy. Johnny Ray, what was the story we're going into now with jaywalking? Is that right?
Yeah, it's a story that's been in the national press this week. Johnny Rush in Asheville, North Carolina, was accused of jaywalking and trespassing, and he got into a verbal altercation with the officers who were confronting him. He fled on foot. The officers chased him, tackled him, beat him.
I'm curious about this, and I want to go into it here, but I don't want to get the whole story right now because I'm going to come back to you. Let's go to Zach calling in from Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I was wondering if you had heard the news about how Scientology TV will be launching tomorrow on Spectrum and all DirecTV and all major networks.
My God, really?
24-hour Scientology programming. I do, but I don't think for the reasons they intend. And I was wondering, like, do you think they're going to play Battlefield Earth continuously like TNT does Shawshank Redemption?
Baby. I mean, I guess that's their property, so they'll probably play it once a week at least.
This is kind of a testament to their totally detached from reality thinking, because this is obviously an attempt to come back against the criticism they've been getting from My Scientology Movie and Leah Remini's show and from Going Clear. But this is just going to make them look even crazier and more out of touch than they did previously.
Don't people join this religion every single week, though? I mean,
they claim that. I sincerely doubt that. I mean, there's going to be three or four people that join anything.
You need to go to Clearwater, Florida, and see what one of their operations runs like.
Hopefully, also they'll be showing the Dianetics commercial.
Yeah,
all right. Frequently. So I found an article from USA Today, and you've got to skip down a good ways in this article to get any sort of meat of what is going to be on this thing. They say according to a description in the iTunes Store, the Scientology Network's app will allow users to watch the original series Meet a Scientologist, and Voices for Humanity, a program titled L. Ron Hubbard in His Own Voice, and Scientology Principal Films will be available. And then they talk about
not
the
very much programming.
They talk about the Leah Remini TV show, the Scientology and the Aftermath, which that's what they talk about in the first part of the article, and then other stuff that doesn't actually talk anything about what is going to be on it, other than they said it and they posted on Twitter, and here's a screenshot of the tweet.
There's going to be 9 hours a day of L. Ron Hubbard biographies. I'm not making that up. So it's going to be like the old History Channel with Hitler, except it's going to be Scientology about L. Ron Hubbard.
But
the History Channel wasn't trying to tell you that Hitler was wonderful. They were trying to say, here, look, remember this?
He misunderstood. He was an artist. He just wanted to go to art school and people got in his way. And look what happened, you know? L. Ron Hubbard is misunderstood in the same way.
I can't imagine that they could make some compelling content 9 hours a day, you say. I mean, it can't be the same show. They can't show that every single day for 9 hours, so they're going to have to come up with, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of hours of original content surrounding L. Ron Hubbard. And from a biographical standpoint, it wasn't interesting when they did it with Hitler, and it's not going to be interesting with L. Ron Hubbard either.
The CBC.
He was the youngest Eagle Scout ever. He's a war hero. The man created the most wonderful way to help humanity in the history of trillions of years of existence.
You did that. You did that in 30 seconds. Now what?
The CBC says that the Scientology's website says that the network will debut at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Monday, although it was not made clear what kind of programming they would feature. So even the Scientology TV website doesn't say what is going to be on Scientology TV.
Libertarians have talked about doing a television channel for a very long time.
There's not enough content.
That's the issue, is they don't understand that there simply is enough content. You go to cam.freetalklive.com and you watch, or what was our Discord channel at discord.freetalklive.com?
Discord is a chat room. Twitch.lrn.fm is where you see the streams.
Okay, or cam.freetalklive.com. Or, you know, you can see original content, but it's boring, right? I mean, it's three guys in a studio looking, you know, talking into microphones and looking at each other. I mean, there's no action here. There's no tops are getting taken off, thank goodness. There's, you know,
where's Renee when you need her?
There's no nothing going on. And so we, you know, we have a few dozen people that chat while they, you know, make fun of, what's Mark eating? Hey, what's he doing? You know, this is not going to work.
And then coming up with Mark Edge conspiracy theories about that actually wasn't a Diet Cola.
Yeah.
I think this is also an indicator of how they are, their entire mentality is stuck in the past. TV is dying, and Channel 643, Scientology TV, the only reason people are going to watch it is for ironic purposes and to just monitor kind of enemy broadcasts.
Well, the article from USA Today made it sound like it was going to be a streaming app, which is not the same as broadcast over cable or satellite.
No, it's on TV. It's going to be on Spectrum. I'm contemplating signing up for cable for the first time in my adult life. So, but I went into a Scientology mission on Hollywood Boulevard.
Hold on, Zach. There's some kind of
Lord Zoltan is interfering with the internet.
Yeah, it's a psychiatrist.
Hello?
Yep, gotcha. Go ahead.
All right, good. The themes did not get you.
I was in L.A. I went into the Scientology mission, and they were playing this VHS tape of Tom Cruise being interviewed, and they played it so many times, there was so much static on the image, you could not even make out really what was going on. So I do believe they will repeat the same programming continuously. I think it's the movie Look Who's Talking, it grossed $200 million. That is an entirely Scientology take on reality where the main character, the child, he's having thoughts and memories before he's even conceived as a sperm. And then the whole movie is from his perspective. And it's got John Travolta and Kirstie Alley, like, I don't know how they're going to fill 24 hours of programming from now till the end of time, but
I don't think they know how they're going to fill 24 hours a day of programming, because according to USA Today, their website doesn't say what the schedule's going to be. And it does say it's going to be on DirecTV, Apple TV, which is a streaming platform, Roku streaming platform, Fire TV streaming platform, iTunes streaming platform, Google Play streaming platform. So the only one of these that's not a streaming platform that they mention is DirecTV.
Zach, can you unpack something for me that you said earlier? I'm not exactly sure what you were referring to. You were talking about L. Ron Hubbard, war hero, and lauding him, and you said he invented something that was a huge civilizational advance. What was that, Scientology?
Dianetics and Scientology, bro. I mean, obviously I was being sarcastic, but from the Scientologist's perspective, he is like the savior of humanity, who brought this beautiful gift that was Dianetics that allows us to be freed from the spirit thetans that Xenu dropped off on Earth 75 million years ago. Like,
Wasn't Scientology just like basically him trying to create a tax dodge or something? I mean,
it was his version of self-help, and when that didn't work.
What was that?
It was his version of a self-help thing, and he sent it to all the psychologists, and when they said he sounded crazy, he rebranded the entire thing as Scientology and as a religion to make money, essentially. And he ended up drinking his own Kool-Aid and really believes it. He really believed it. Now David Miscavige runs the cult. Hi, David. David really believes this googly-gobbly stuff, and they're following L. Ron Hubbard's instructions he left in their codices of Scientology beliefs to the letter. Like, that's why they wash windows with ammonia and newspaper, because he said how it's supposed to be done. You can't do it any other way. You get what I'm saying?
That's insane. I mean, obviously, we're going to have window cleaning technology that goes beyond ammonia and newspapers. Not that that's not a fine way.
A little
to,
Windex.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, watch it tomorrow. It'll be good.
Exactly.
I've got better things to do.
855-450-3733.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and discuss whatever's on your mind. We just talked to a guy who was talking about the new Scientology television channel that's coming out, and I don't know. Maybe it'll be a disaster. Maybe it won't. You got me. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And for years, libertarians of all stripes have been wanting a directory of liberty-minded businesses. So we're helping to build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, too, where you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. If you've got a business, organization, event, you should list it. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. And it's a great site. It's the best looking one out there that's ever been trotted forth, and I'm glad that Free Talk Live is associated with it. It's Liberty.menu. Before we go on with the tasing after jaywalking story, Johnny Ray, let's go to Dave calling in from, I believe, New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you got me?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. On your comment, Merck, you said blank is open to the public, just not you.
What is open to the public, just not me?
You earlier in the program, you were talking about Dave Ridley's experiences, and you made the you formed the sentence something to the effect is this public meeting or whatever, it's open to the public, just not you.
Right, because Dave Ridley has a tendency to be told that he's not welcome at public meetings, which leads me to believe that they're open to the public, just not Dave Ridley and just not anybody else that they deem that they don't want at their public meeting.
Exactly, and I can relate entirely. My brief list is I've been banned from the district courthouse. I'm not allowed to use it to file any papers whatsoever. I can't enter it, which Mark, you said last night, is unconstitutional, and yes, you're right. I've been banned from the free community legal clinics that they do every year twice, two different locations. Each time I show up, they have called the cops and escorted me away, one time telling Albuquerque police that I told them that I had a bomb, and they quickly changed their story when I started to go down that path as to what kind of defamation that was going to be. I've been banned from the UNM, University of New Mexico, Law Library, and I've been banned from the University of New Mexico radio station at a caller. I cannot call in and comment or question anything on any of their call-in programs. I was banned from a Midtown Athletic Club in Albuquerque because the lawyer that was trafficking my children is a member there.
I've got questions here. Is the athletic club run by a government, and is the radio station run by a government?
The radio station belongs to the taxpayers. It's the University of New Mexico radio station. It belongs to me.
Okay.
And the athletic club is a private club, but it happens to be the one private club where all the big-time lawyers do their workouts and steam room and whatever else that they're doing. It's their club, the judges and lawyers and that whole circle.
Sounds expensive.
And no, well, for Albuquerque, it was the upper end, but you're talking $60 to $100 a month. And also, there's an order in place that when I attend city council meetings in Albuquerque, or I should say in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that I am assigned my own police escort to follow me everywhere that I go. The same is true when I go to the Supreme Court.
How do you manage to merit all this special treatment, Dave?
You should know, because I am the same person everywhere I go. The way that I am with you, whether you appreciate it or you can see exactly why they would ban me, what you hear now is what they get. and they don't like it, and they retaliate. And by the way, folks, retaliation in such affairs is a civil rights violation. And they, so there's an order to follow me. They assign me my own personal cop at the city council meetings and at the Supreme Court and in the Mexico Supreme Court Law Library. So how's that for a list?
That's pretty impressive. I really, is there anything you can do about these escorts that you're given? I mean, you're obviously treated differently than everybody else. You know, how's that? What can you do about that?
Well, I can actually go file civil rights lawsuits, which is in the works. And just for the record, guys, that actually the guys themselves know it, but the Albuquerque police and the Bernalillo County deputies that escort me, like I said before in your program, I actually make friends out of them. And here's a funny one. There's one of the senior guys at the district courthouse downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's supposed to not take his eyes off of me. And one day I was in with a witness. There was a female counselor that I brought along because she wanted to learn about the courthouse. I went to file a restraining order against the dude that married my ex because he was stalking me and attacking me and stuff like that. And they actually, that's the episode where they ended up kicking me out of the courthouse after they interpreted the order saying that I was not allowed to file against, somebody's committing what's considered a domestic violence against me. I'm not allowed to take any legal action against them because the judge Ted Baca had written an order saying I can't be in the courthouse. But anyway, the funny thing is that I was standing at a clerk's counter to file this thing, and the deputy just remembered something else he had to do, and he turned to the two of us and he said, "Do me a favor, I got to go do something quick. I'll be right back. Don't kill anybody while I'm gone, please."
Seems like a fair request.
Yeah, fair request, but that just goes, like I said, these guys end up being, at least as far as I know, friends of mine, and when they're ordered to not take their eyes off me, they do things like, you know, go to do something and simply ask me if I won't kill anybody while they're gone. But that's just an example of what we deal with here in the wonderful state of New Mexico.
It's not much different there than it is anyplace else, Dave. I suspect that way everywhere.
And we have the Scientology, for grins, we have the Scientology Doomsday Bunker here in New Mexico. You can actually find it on Google Earth and take a look at it, where they built their structure into the side of the mountain and put all whatever they got back, their records and relics and where they're going to hide out when the end of the world comes and such like that.
Well, at least they have a place. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
exactly.
it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And that's how it is. I mean, everybody knows it, that that's how it is with the law, is the law's enforced the way they want to enforce it, and it will be enforced against you arbitrarily if they feel like doing that.
It can't be any other way.
It can't be.
According to me.
Not so long as human beings are going to do the enforcing. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. Daryl, Fork Fest. What is this?
So,
what are you talking about?
Remember last year there was Shire Fest and Somalia Fest, and then you had King Mark Fest, and there was Secession Fest. Yeah. So, you know, Fork Fest is a hard fork of all of those, and it's happening at the same time that those things happen, where it's the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground.
Yeah.
So for every Shire Fest or Somalia Fest or King Mark Fest or Secession Fest that you ever experienced, you get one free Fork Fest on the Fork Fest chain.
If you want to hang out in the woods at a campground with a bunch of weirdo libertarians, go to forkfest.party.
Yes,
that's
forkfest.party.
Fest.party. I must say, it's fun.
And the forums also exist, forum.forkfest.party, and I'm actually planning some athletic events.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought I'd...
Beer mile, cornhole.
Yeah, cornholing. Yeah. All right.
No, that's something completely different. Cornhole is...
Isn't that when you play cornhole? You're not cornholing when you play cornhole?
Cornhole is where you've got the board and the little sandbag thing, the little beanbag, and you try to throw it in the hole.
Oh.
It's like it's a bit like skee ball with beanbags.
Yes.
Objection, Your Honor. I don't think it's a hard fork barrel. I think it's a soft fork because if you choose, you can the following year, you can always go back to one of the other fests, and you will be compatible with it.
Well, there you go. Forkfest.party. Let's go to, it's Sarah.
And there may or may not actually be forks.
There will certainly be forks somewhere. Forks for your pork. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival called Porkfest. It's Forkfest because it's a fork of Porkfest.
No, it's a fork of Shire Fest and Secession Fest and Somalia Fest and King Mark Fest.
Sarah, calling in from New Mexico. Sarah,
and Schism Fest.
What is on your mind?
And Sarah Fest.
You know what? I heard that Matt calling last night talking to you.
Okay.
He actually said that the cars kill more people in auto accidents than all of the high school shootings and the police shooting and all of the shootings put together. And I was like, I can't believe I'm listening to this. I can't believe somebody else has
Everybody
thought
knows
of it
this.
And called
yeah.
in and talked about
Cars
it.
Cars are more deadly than homicide, gun homicide, yeah.
I think the difference is nobody other than Sarah is saying that cars should be banned.
No, I never said that it should be banned. I'm just saying that we need to bring the self-driving cars as soon as possible. Auto sensor brakes, redesign.
All right, so hold on. Let me ask some questions here, Sarah. So let's say that we live in Sarah Utopia to where self-driving cars are the norm, meaning that there are more self-driving cars than cars driven by humans. Would you want to then ticket people for driving a car themselves and not owning a self-driving car? Do you want to, abolish cars that are operated by human beings?
Well, my whole point is, my objective is not to give out tickets, but I just want people to be aware.
So you don't want to give out tickets, but you want red light cameras and speeding vans that give out tickets.
Well, I have no idea how, if they have autonomous cars, half of them are autonomous and half of them are self-driving. I don't know how that's going to be congruent because we're supposed to have cars that have computers that talk to each other so we don't have any intersections. That's the goal.
How do you eliminate intersections?
She's talking about not intersections, Daryl.
She said intersections.
I know, but Mark and I and
the
Sarah
all
know. The
intersection of cars in the intersection.
He's talking about the interface, the communication between two entities. The cars communicate with each other, and the driver does not have to communicate with any of the cars.
Right, no signal light. In other words, if they enter an intersection, all the cars know whether one is turning a right, turning a left.
Okay, so you get rid of red lights, stop signs, things of that. I'm with you on getting rid of red lights and stop signs.
I have an answer for you, Daryl. In a world of private roads, you could have your own private road that disallowed some meat space person behind the wheel of a death machine getting on there and messing with our whole safe operation of the robo-transporter vehicles taking us from one location to the other. I mean, that seems like the obvious thing to do. Let's keep this antiquated analog machine out of our digital space.
All right, so what about the Amish that still have horse and buggy? Are they prohibited from coming into town to go to market?
Walk. What do I care? If you don't want to put a computer on your horse, what do I care?
Yeah, just put a robot up in the
Horses for the Amish.
We'll stick a buggy whip in a robot's hand.
They could take an Uber hovercraft. How's that?
Well, the thing about it is I just want to mention the truck drivers that are holding back trying to stop the self-driving cars. I mean,
the truck drivers are doing what?
What are
the truck drivers doing?
The truckers that showed up, they wanted to lobby because they wanted to hold on to their jobs. You know, just because they're not going to stop future and technology just because they want to hold on to the job. You know what I mean?
Everybody should be jobless and collecting welfare, like Sarah.
No, I think the truckers, I mean, you know, this is going to happen. The first thing, once you have the autonomous driving technology and it's ready for prime time, the first place they should do it is trucks on the road that, on the interstate. Somebody drives the truck to the interstate, gets off at the nearest rest stop, lets it go cross-country from one location to the next or whatever it is doing. It makes perfectly good sense.
They've already been testing that, Mark.
Yeah, good.
How many trucks were wrangled up on the freeway last year? Probably like 5,000 to 10,000accidents involving trucks, because they have such a huge blind spot.
I have no idea, but half the time it is not the fault of the truck driver, I can assure you. It's these zippy little cars thinking that they can get in front of a truck and slow down, because they can slow down fast, the truck can slow down fast, or a whole variety of reasons, but yeah.
It's like the people that think that they can zoom across the train tracks after the arm comes down.
Right.
I can beat the train. The train's not stopping for you.
Just because the train kills you doesn't make...
The train will stop for you a mile after it hits you.
Right.
I actually heard that radio ad on the radio earlier today.
The engineer's fault, you know? But at the same time, we want trains to have better technology, too. That's the first place to put this computer stuff in place, because they can't even steer. Right?
Right.
Go, slow, fast, whatever. It seems to me that engineers are probably something they should be eliminated, should have eliminated 10 years ago at this point.
Or more.
Yeah, so, you know, my whole point is, again, is I'm bringing this issue up, just like that man called in. Somebody else noticed this, that, you know, we just accept that auto fatality is just part of life. We all got to die somehow, diabetes, cancer, getting killed by a car, so what? But you know what? We could do things to make things better. You know what I mean?
I think they're trying, Sarah. I've got a car that has some self-driving capabilities to it. I got it for that purpose, because I wanted to support that technology, because I want to see it, see this get integrated more. We now have, in newer cars, or have this cruise control that'll slow down if the car in front of you slows down. This technology is coming along pretty quickly. You don't want it brought to market too quickly. This isn't the kind of thing you can speed. Hey, everybody, let's vote and see whether or not we have it. You can't speed this up. It should, you know, it should be ready when it's ready, not when we want it to be ready.
Right. And now there's one thing where I will kind of agree with Sarah on this. It does seem as though certain governments are standing in the way of allowing this to happen.
Yeah, but not enough of them, because they've got roads in every state. So if one state's going to be a pain in the butt about it, they'll just go to another state.
Which is what one of these self-driving things did, where they left California and went to New Mexico, I believe.
Yep. And one day,
they'll
be going back
to California. Oh, yeah. I'm glad that our state welcomed them in. Yeah. Nobody knows how to drive here.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Nobody in New Mexico knows how to drive.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Final segment of the ever-exciting Sunday show with Mark,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Yeah! So, one thing we never explained, Daryl, we never explained to anybody, is why is Ian not on the Sunday show anymore?
Come on!
Well, we made some changes to the schedule, and Sunday was one of the nights that we could figure out to where you and I would both be on the show.
Yeah, we wanted to make it so that there was a more even split between hosts. Ian had always done 6 nights a week, and
right.
You know, it's just not fair that the guy carries that kind of load. We also, something we haven't really announced either, is we promoted you to partner, right?
Yes.
You are now a partner of Free Talk Live, and so we can hand you all the crap work, and you've got to do it. And it's great. You know, so that was, I felt like you showed the dedication to Free Talk Live that merited that kind of sort of bringing you on and that kind of thing. So there wasn't really any terrible hazing that you had to go through, fortunately. We haven't really developed.
May have been hazing, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. We have to develop a better hazing ritual, really. Actually, I don't want to bring anybody else in for partner. But anyway. You know, more or less, you got brought in as a partner, and
yes.
As a result, we wanted to split the nights a little more evenly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how that goes. We'll probably change the days up when I'm in state more regularly, starting in the sort of summertime, and, you know, give you a little more time off and, you know, those kind of things. But at this time, it's split the way it's split. And your Thursday show is going so well, we didn't want to mess with that.
Right. Yeah.
as the case may be. There you go. The number is 855-450-3733. We actually could get your call in if that's what you wanted to do. But Johnny Ray, apparently some guy was, got tased after getting stopped by the cops for jaywalking.
CNN.
Yep.
A Western North Carolina police officer who resigned after a body camera video shows him hitting and using a taser on a man suspected of jaywalking will face preliminary charges of assault, the Buncombe County District Attorney's Office said Thursday. Senior Police Officer Christopher Hickman, 31, was removed from patrol duty a day after the incident last August and resigned from the Asheville Police Department in January, the same day he was to be terminated, according to a timeline of the case released by the Asheville City Council.
We're on Asheville tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sunday night.
It's your hometown.
Uh-huh. 570 WWNC.
Or is Keene now his hometown? Remember, we had that discussion of what is a hometown? Is it where you're from or where you live?
I'm curious, but I really have a definition. Your hometown is where you're from. It may not be where you were born, but it's where you're from, where you sort of really identify being from. So I was born in Sarasota Memorial Hospital, one county south of Manatee, where I grew up. My hometown is Bradenton, Florida. Whether or not I was born in Sarasota, that's irrelevant. I lived a good portion of my life in Sarasota, but really, honestly, I grew up, I went to Bradenton Christian School, I went to Bayshore High School, which is in southern Manatee County, and believe me, the people there say that they live in Bradenton, even though they're not inside the city limits. Just everywhere I went, Bradenton. And that's my hometown. Whether I like it or not, I can't really change that. Yes, I currently live in a town near Keene, New
right.
Hampshire, but that's Keene isn't my hometown, it's where I live.
Right. So if I were to be asked, where are you from? I was born in Birmingham, and until I was about 20-something, little over half of those years, I was in the city limits of Birmingham.
And you're from Birmingham.
And then, other years, I was in one town outside in Trussville. I graduated from Trussville High School.
Yeah, but...
But I was living in Birmingham when I graduated from the other school. So I'm from Birmingham.
Yeah, there was no municipality where I lived most of the time in Manatee County, but everybody called it Bradenton, even though it wasn't inside the city limits.
Right.
On Thursday, back to the story, a judge issued a warrant for Hickman's arrest on one count each of assault by strangulation, assault inflicting serious injury, and communicating threats.
Now, the reason that this cop commenced to tasing and beating this guy was because he jaywalked, right?
He jaywalked, and I'm not sure if this CNN story has it, but what I'd heard before was jaywalking and trespassing. That's why he was stopped.
Okay.
And the trespassing was, according to Johnny Rush, the victim, he was on his way home from work, and he was walking through the parking lot of a business that was closed.
Yeah, that's not trespassing.
So that's the trespassing.
If you're looking in the window, if you're tapping, pulling on doors, you might be... we might be talking about trespassing or something thereof, but if you're walking through the parking lot, not trespassing, sorry.
Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer said Hickman has been taken into custody. Hickman, again, is the police officer.
Yeah.
It is unclear whether Hickman has an attorney.
Well, I'm sure that the police union is taking care of that.
CNN reached out to the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge in Asheville and didn't receive an immediate comment.
Why would they comment? Commenting does not benefit the case. You're ridiculous to give CNN a comment. But I've got to say this. If you're going to have a law, right, and there's a law for jaywalking. Now, I'm not sure that I think jaywalking should be against the law. If you get hit, if you're not in the crosswalk and you're crossing at the wrong time, then you're at fault. That's all.
Yep.
That's just it. It's a civil issue, not a criminal one. I don't think jaywalking laws are necessary. But if you're going to have a law, a police officer needs to be able to enforce the law, right? That's a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be, but it is. And every criminal offense, if you run away from the police officer, you pick the criminal offense. If you decide, I don't want to be here anymore, and you run away from the police officer, it's essentially tantamount to a death penalty. They will, if you use a sufficient amount of force to avoid their help. They will kill you. And that's what the public needs to understand every time we make something illegal, like walking across the street where we don't have some paint and a light for you, is a death penalty if you don't give a sufficient amount of obeisance to the law, right? I mean, ultimately, that's what it is. There is only one law, disobeying what we say. And, okay, I mean, I get that. If the guy ran, the police officer's got to do something to get him. Mm-hmm. And tasing's usually better than beating.
All right, so I've got an article from the Citizens Time that explains the confrontation.
Objection.
Yes.
It's the Asheville Citizen Times, not the Citizens Time.
Thank you for correcting my dyslexia there. So Mr. Ruggiero says that in the video he warned Mr. Rush about jaywalking. Rush replies, "All I'm trying to do is go home, man. I'm tired. I just got off work."
Yeah.
Yeah, and Officer Ruggiero was the trainee that was with Hickman on the night.
On the night in question.
He says, "I've got two options. I can either arrest you or write you a ticket."
Oh, God.
Rush responds, "It doesn't matter to me. Do what you got to do besides keep harassing me." When Rush curses in exasperation, Hickman tells him to put his hands behind his back.
So Rush, cursing by a citizen is a right. You are allowed to use whatever, you know, disgusting epithets you're allowed that you feel like using. A police officer is on the clock and should be acting in a professional manner. If cussing somehow upsets the police officer, he needs to go back to training.
Rush then ran. As he was being chased, Hickman can be heard saying, "You're going to get bleeped up hardcore," and then pulls out his stun gun.
Yeah, effed up.
It just says expletive. I'm guessing that's what it was.
What I have is, after initial words were exchanged, Hickman moves to arrest Rush, who then flees on foot, according to video of the incident published by the Asheville Citizen Times on February 28th.
And those moves, according to the Citizen Times, was put your hands behind your back.
"He thinks it's funny," Hickman is heard saying as he chases Rush. "You know what's funny is you're going to get effed up hardcore."
Right. Well, I mean, the police officer's in a situation where his authority has been, besmirched, right? Mm-hmm. Like, somebody's saying, "This is stupid. I'm not going to jail because you're, upset about jaywalking. Sorry. That's just ridiculous." And he attempts to take the law into his own hands. And the police officer's like, wait, I'm the one who takes the law into my own hands around here. And you can't do that. So he does. What's a police officer supposed to do if somebody breaks the law and then runs away? You gotta go after him. Now, the police officer should have never been empowered to go after somebody who, frankly, this is a civil infraction, in my opinion.
And the charges against Rush were dropped.
Well, I mean, they don't want the bad press because, the fact of the matter is that jaywalking laws are often applied in poor neighborhoods against minorities far more often than rich neighborhoods against white folks. Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.